Baby blessed cries and cries.
Okay, see here. Yeah? My local condition for here. Yeah?
His mother, Jessica Tai, nicknamed Winnie, tries to soothe her sick and malnourished son.
Okay, see here, Papa.
The 18-month-old boy is feverish and frail, with watery eyes and ashy skin.
Get away, war, yeah? Blah, okay, see here, Papa.
Winnie feels the weight of the world on her young shoulders because she has no one to help her take care of Blessed. She's only 16 years old and already a single mother. Winnie got pregnant at 13 by her boyfriend at the time, 21-year-old Jerome. Now 24, Blessed's father drives a motorcycle for a living. Winnie can see him pass by her house every once in a while, but he doesn't stop. Jerome abandoned Winnie and the baby right after she gave birth.
My heart gave me money before I born for him and regretting why I had ever born for him. Because he's not helping me at all.
Winnie was also abandoned by her own father at the tender age of 5. And her mother hasn't been home in almost a year. She goes after the bush to burn coal for months on end, leaving Winnie to raise and provide for her 2 younger siblings. Winnie blames her mother's absence for pushing her into the relationship with Jerome.
I feel very bad when I got pregnant because my mother was in here and no one here to talk to me as child, to advise me how to move, how to do things, to go to school, to learn. So when the boy came across me, they approached me because only having him for my mom when I even around me to help me for me to eat. So that is why I put my hand in my business and got pregnant.
Winnie is one of thousands of teen moms in Liberia. In fact, Liberia is one of 3 African countries with the highest teenage pregnancy risk in the world, according to Save the Children. Many young girls are exposed to sex by age 9, and about 3 out of 10 Liberian girls get pregnant before the age of 18, according to Ministry of Health statistics. Teens turn to sex early because of poverty or peer pressure, with little consideration for the implications. Winnie didn't picture her life as one of constantly struggling to provide for her little family and simply survive. She lives in a dilapidated old zinc and mud shack in a community of chicken soup factory on the outskirts of Monrovia. The house has no windows and leaks whenever it rains. The swampy backyard serves as a toilet and is a breeding ground for mosquitoes and malaria.
I'm in a mud house and the roof is on the ground. The horse is licking the grass pushing behind the horse. This is my house look like no floor mat in the room. The room cool, crack digging the ground. So this is how my room look like.
Winnie, since when the boy got sick?
Since 1 week now.
What you did about it?
We went to the community hospital.
Winnie's aunt, 24-year-old Yama Morris, checks on her niece whenever she can. She wishes she could do more in terms of assistance, but she too is struggling financially. Yama doesn't understand why the baby daddy Jerome stays away and doesn't support Winnie and Blessed anymore.
First, when I knew him, he used to be of help to her when she was pregnant. But since she gave birth, I have not seen him helping her. The child, he needs parental care.
With many young dads denying or ignoring their unplanned babies, it falls on teen moms like Winnie to raise them. But because of their young age and inadequate health education and life experience, they are not well equipped to do this, says John Cully, adolescent coordinator at the Ministry of Health.
Their mind is not fazed, most of them are focused, and they are in a stage of confusion. They're really trying to identify who they are and who they really want to be.
17-year-old Alita Chessie rocks her 5-month-old baby. The teen mom lives down the road from Winnie in an unfinished shack with dirt floor. She got pregnant at 16, and her boyfriend didn't want her to have an abortion. So she dropped out of school. She was only in the 5th grade at the time.
I feel bad because my friend went to school and I'm going to school. got pregnant, I told him to take her and he said no. I told him to take her and he said no. No, he said he was scared because people were dying from all of it.
Alita saw early childbearing as a passage to early marriage. Now she has regrets.
I know that you're not marrying me with Jebun. We are talking about each other, not me. God decided to keep myself and take me again. No, not for that, but I mistake.
But many young moms do make the same mistake again. The reasons include the endless cycle of kids having kids, lack of parental care, lack of birth control, and lack of education. Teen pregnancies are on the rise and almost double in the rural areas, with 42% compared to 24% in the urban areas, according to Save the Children. This is becoming a national crisis in Liberia, says the acting Deputy Minister of Social Welfare, Bendu Tule.
Family structures broke down. Girls as young as 12 years old are already living on their own now and are engaged in early sex. It brings about poverty, high dependency. You going to school, you 13, and you live for your parents. Your parents hardly have the resources to, you know, take care of you adequately. That means your education, your health, and what have you. Then you bring in another family member. You increase in poverty.
The government is in the process of a massive awareness campaign focusing on family planning and birth control. But getting through to our country's youth is proving a challenge. Many young girls simply aren't interested in thinking ahead about safe sex, says Tule. This was Alita's mistake and Winnie's too. Winnie sweeps the kitchen as she gets ready to prepare the little food she has left. She relies mostly on handouts to sustain Blessed, her little brother and sister, and herself. But finding food for even one meal a day is difficult.
We can sleep later sometimes. And then if I have money, I cook. I have my brother and sister eat.
Winnie dropped out of the 10th grade when she got pregnant. She hardly sees her old friends and classmates anymore, but she has this advice.
To go to school, to learn. Now, many time can pass. If you learn, me will not bluff it at all. Or if you not learn, you go behind the boss name, they only want to have you. After that, they forget about you. Time will come, they will add that you and then not lay down at all. So that is my advice to my friend up there.
Winnie wishes that she had the money to go back to school. The prospects of living a better life are never far from her thoughts. She would like to be a nurse someday, but with Blessed to look after, she doesn't know if she can ever make her dreams a reality.
Blessed, don't get sick, yeah? Grandma soon be coming, yeah? Don't get sick, yeah?
For Radio Veritas and New Narratives, this is Fabian Kuya reporting from Chicken Soup Factory.
Papa, baby.